Interviewing a relative of mine. What is your name?
My name is Eva Schauber, and I used to be Eva Seigert. And I was born and raised on the Seigert Road, where the folks had a farm, and we enjoyed our farm life and the family life there for many years until I was married in 1938. We just celebrated our
50th
wedding anniversary about 2 years ago.
Oh, you look so young.
Oh, thank you. And we had a kind of family gathering for our celebration. My husband wasn't really doing too well at that time, so we didn't go out too far with the invitations and all. But we've always enjoyed Tualatin. Tualatin is my love because I remember the people on the farms who were friendly and helped each other. This is one thing that meant a lot to me. And I still have that love from the Tualatin. So I brought a few pictures and we're just going to talk over a few memories.
Now tell me, what house is this?
This is the farmhouse.
That is? Oh, that's a different view than I've seen of it.
Yes.
This must have been the west side or the east side?
It was the north side as you come down the road.
Oh, that's what you saw when you came down the road.
Okay. And it's not really the picture I wanted to bring, but
I remember the house as being real tall, and I don't remember all these side buildings.
Yes, Mom and Dad had the porch built on. This was an enclosed porch, and this was a bathroom.
And it was put on later.
Yes, and this is the woodshed here.
Do you know when the house was built?
No, I don't. Wish I did. I don't know.
Now, do you know anything? Tell me, who were your grandparents?
Well, that would be Frederick and Frederick Seigert and his wife Caroline Jurgens, and I understand that they formally came to Oregon in 1873, and the family lived with the Jurgens family for a period of time while they were getting their land and building a home. However, I believe that Frederick Seigert, my grandfather, had a small home already built on the Seigert property. And then, as they could, Lou Seigert built a home.
Oh, it was Lou that built the big house then?
Yes, yes. And Lou, part of his family lived right here in the Tualatin area. He had two sisters, Lena and Mary, and three brothers. They called him Bill and Charles and Lou.
Now, Lena, did she move away from Tualatin?
Yes, she did. She married and moved to Hillsboro area, or Laurel, which is out of Hillsboro. And she married a Whitmore family.
I see the Whitmore name coming up a lot, but I've never known them or known anything about them, but apparently they lived here at one time, must have, and it was very quite a bit.
Yes.
Do you remember the Whitmores?
No, I just remember their children. They were about, they were really older than I was, too. I suppose Roy and Elsie and Fred would have been associated more with them than I was, because I was the youngest in the family. And anyway, his sister Mary then into the Orndorff family out of Hillsboro also. So they must have lived in the Laurel area for quite some time and still do.
You don't have any contact with them?
No, I don't have any contact with them. I haven't. Imagine that they're both deceased by now.
So So Bill Saget, I remember hearing a lot about Bill Saget, and he lived down here.
Yes.
I don't remember ever seeing him, but I must have. Funny, huh? Yeah. And I don't remember ever seeing Lou, your father.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, I must have, but I don't remember.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Now, is this a picture of your parents?
Yes.
Oh.
That's her global wedding.
Oh, really?
January 31st, 1943.
They're a very handsome couple.
Well, thank you. They were a nice...
What was your grandfather? No, Lou was your father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was he like?
Well, he was... seemingly a friend to everybody. A lot of the people call him Grandpa from the Tualatin area. And everyone was always so kind to him on Saturday night. Of course, he would go down to Tualatin to have a shave or haircut or just to be there with mm-hmm. the people.
He was a social person.
Yes, probably. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. And they'd bring him home at night because he never really, in his later years, drove a car.
Did he in his earlier years?
Yes, he had a car.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me to drive, and I was with him a lot.
Was he? Would you call him a gentle father?
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, he was very gentle. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother like? Your mother's maiden name was?
Delker.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Delker. And they met, but I don't know the year that they were married. But anyway, she came down and she lived with the family, that would be Frederick and Caroline. And they lived together, and Mother said that Caroline Jurgens was a great help to her with the children. Her health wasn't just too good at mm-hmm. that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she was very kind and good to her. And she was a religious person also.
Everything I've ever heard about the Jurgens is that they were very gentle people.
Oh, I think that's true. I knew the Jurgens family when they lived up near Romer's Rest.
Mm.
And
John.
Yes.
John and Pauline.
John and Pauline.
Mm-hmm. John was a gentle person.
Oh, yes. He was very kind and nice.
I guess that Mary and my my grandmother, Nettie, because they lived close together, were very good friends.
Oh, yes, they were.
Yes. They said they used to visit back and forth.
They did. Mm-hmm. They visited back and forth. About their family and their gardens and
mm-hmm.
their life on the farm in general,
mm-hmm.
that they had things in common.
Now, this must be the famous picture of the flying expedition.
That's true.
Is this Lou?
That's Lou.
Uh-huh.
And Fred.
Yeah.
And Virgil Myers.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice picture.
I found out since I talked with you that they called them the Flying Farmers. There were six families, or six of them,
really?
Together, and it was called the Flying Farmers when they made this trip. They had a wonderful time. Of course, it was an experience for them, always being on the farm and going someplace, and especially in the airplane at that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It meant a lot to.
And what year was this?
I don't know what year that was.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they surely enjoyed that trip. On the way back, they were coming, flying up the Columbia Gorge, and the winds, it was such a downpull. Then it brought them down quite close to the water.
Really?
But Virgil got it out and under control.
This is a really small plane, isn't it?
Yes.
And it held six people? Did six go or did just these three go?
No, just the three of them went, and there were other planes.
Oh, I see. I see. Mm-hmm. So six people went all together, or there were six families involved in the Flying Farmers?
I think there were six families.
Six families.
Mm-hmm. And I believe there were farmers, all of them.
Hmm. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, sure.
Now, these men, the Flying Farmers, they went to Cuba, Havana?
Yes.
Havana, Cuba.
I believe that was uh-huh. right.
Uh-huh. And how long did they stay?
I think perhaps they came home the second week.
Really?
I think so.
Well, that must have been quite an experience for your father, you know, having grown up with horses and wagons, and then to be flying clear across the country.
Yes, he was.
He must have been really impressed.
He was impressed. He was very impressed. I remember when I was a kid, he brought me back the prettiest pair of earrings, just kind of a dangly pair.
Mm-hmm.
And I always appreciated them.
Mm-hmm.
Just really helping.
Well, they did. Mm-hmm.
But he did enjoy his trip very much. Fred, of course, we were glad Fred was with him. And also, there was another family that kind of took him under their wing and watched out for him.
Because
he was older.
He must have been, how old was he then, I wonder?
Well, I would say between 75 and 80. Maybe 80.
He must have been a little on the short side, was he?
He was, and when I first knew my father, of course, he was a straight, much taller person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as the years came on, he got shorter.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
I guess we all do.
Yeah, I think that's true. Uh-huh. Well, now his cousins would have been, the Juergens kids would have been his cousins, like Bill Juergens and Henry and so on. And
yes.
Maybe, yeah. Did he ever have much to do with them? Do you know?
Well, I think he did whenever he could see them. I remember we used to go when he drove the car over to see the Juergens family, and he talked about Bill and.
Mm-hmm.
You say Henry?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bill especially. Bill stayed on the old place.
Mm-hmm.
And then John, of course, was up at Juergens Park.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always wanted to see a picture of him in Juergens. See, Dad knew him. I mean, my husband, Larry, knew him.
Oh, he
but,
did?
Yeah, but I didn't. I must have been pretty young and didn't pay much attention.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You know, when you're a kid, all old people tend to look alike. You don't differentiate unless you're your grandparents. You don't really think much about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was your childhood like in Tualatin?
Oh, my childhood in Tualatin. I remember going to the old Tualatin school, and the teachers. I have pictures of all the grades up.
Oh.
And I dearly loved the teachers. It just seemed like there was just second mother when you were at school,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And I had that good relationship. And I remember a lot of the kids that we went to school with, too. Sometimes I get out the old pictures and try to think of their names,
mm-hmm,
of course,
mm-hmm.
And it's getting harder
and harder, isn't it? Was there a school bus when you went to school?
Oh, no. We walked to school and from school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't really notice the distance. It would have been over about a good mile there,
mm-hmm.
mile home. And
I often wondered why Lou built the house way down that long driveway.
I don't know. It must have been because there is a slope from the road down, and then you come up,
mm-hmm.
and he evidently wanted it on the higher side of
mm-hmm.
the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Larry said that when he went to school on the bus, that the bus would stop there and Donna Johnson would always run up the long driveway.
Oh, yes, she probably was late.
It's funny, when my sister Joanne graduated from grade school, there was Donna Johnson
mm-hmm.
in the class, who was her related, I mean, a distant cousin, and Marion Andrews, which was a second cousin.
Oh, that's right.
So there was the three of them all descended from the same original
family.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. My sister Toni is doing a family history, and she's trying to find out She's got a lot of information on William Jurgens, who was Caroline's brother, because he was in the service.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so they keep all the service records.
Uh-huh.
So we found out quite a bit about them.
Oh,
but she's
going
to try to find out where they came from in Germany.
I'm interested in that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's really passed on.
She's
going to write up a little story about the whole family, you know, including the Marnesses and my mother's side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really doing a lot of research. She's going over to Italy.
Oh, is she?
Next summer, and she's going to try to go to Czechoslovakia, where William Jurgens' first wife came from, Bohemia.
Oh, yes.
And, and somewhere, either on a census or one of Grandpa Jurgens' military papers, it tells the town that he was born in Germany.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Eventually, we will have
mm-hmm.
a little bit more
mm-hmm.
information.
Interesting how fascinated mm-hmm. we are with the past.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it true? And when you're a kid, you could care less.
Oh. What I could have asked my grandmother, maybe, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And Grandpa? Even Dad. Dad talked to me a lot, and I was basically the only one that listened to him about mm-hmm. when he talked about the old times. I always liked it, you know. And I would ask him a lot of questions and stuff, but still he had a lot of information, and I could have gotten out of him if I'd realized.
If he was only here today, we sure could use him.
Couldn't we? Because he would be so interested in the story and the stuff that I'm researching and finding out about, things that he didn't even know about.
Sure.
There's so much available. So if he did go to school, do you know what school he went to?
No, I'm sure I don't remember the name of the
school. It would have been probably the big Caldwell school.
It would have been.
What year was your father born? Was he born before they came to Oregon?
Yes, because they traveled from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to remember him talking about a boat. And they got smallpox on the boat.
Oh!
And he said they were just terribly sick. Some died. I don't know, I think about this, did they come down the United States side, or did they go around?
Now, it's possible, I don't know if you mentioned the train, but it's possible they came up on the train. I also heard that they came up from San Francisco on boat.
That's probably it. Just from San Francisco
mm-hmm.
up there. Well, I'm glad you told me.
Well, you know, my mother wrote a history.
Hi.
I don't know if you knew, Eva, but my mother wrote a history of Tualatin in 1959.
I'd like to see that again. I'm looking for what I think I saved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But through the years, I don't think I have. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will be putting that all together and publishing it. Now, in the book that we're going to write, we're not going to use Mom's writing verbatim. We're going to pull out things from it because it only gives a partial history.
Sure.
Although she did a marvelous job. And, you know, she must have talked to your mother. Do you remember my mother?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, I do.
She mentioned your mother said that that your dad apparently worked on the Lersman house, which would have been the Vian house
yes.
when they were building it,
uh-huh.
and that she would. I can't remember exactly. But anyway, I'll find that for you and copy it off.
I heard Mama mention that the Lersman.
Oh, she did.
Name. Yes.
What did she? Can you remember anything she said about them?
No, I can't. Other than the fact that they were nice people, they were hardworking people, and I had forgotten, but she did say that Dad helped with the house.
Mm-hmm. That house is still standing. It's still standing. It's kind of in really poor condition, but it's still standing.
Houses do wear out too.
They sure don't. They're only built to last 50 or 100 years.
That's right.
It must have been around that long. Well, your dad had lots of hair.
Yes, he did.
And Fred had lots of hair. Fred had real nice hair, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Did all of you folks turn your hair turn gray at an early age?
Yes.
I thought maybe
yes, that's true.
Yes. And where'd you get that from? Your mother's last side of your family?
They say you get it from your mother.
Do you? But your mother's hair was still dark and your father's was gray.
Well,
your mother didn't color her hair. Did she? Did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bless her heart. Good for her.
I can remember going home ever when I go home. Mm-hmm. You know, she had me fix her color in my hair.
Good for her.
It was more like a Vince, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad she did that. Yeah, she looks just very nice there.
You know, she didn't have her glasses on and needed
to
get
it. Did they wear glasses?
Well, yeah, tons of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he didn't very much, though.
Well, now tell me about his business, the custom farm business.
The farm business, I can remember as a kid, all summer Dad was usually gone because they didn't even come home much because they would just lit the thrash machine.
Mm-hmm.
And where they went, people were always off the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they stayed overnight and perhaps even slept on the hay or whatever they were doing, you know, at that time. But most everyone had them come in the house and they had meals for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, I understand from what my mother wrote that your dad bought his first threshing machine from Bonnie Shipley. Do you ever remember hearing that name?
No.
I'm real interested in the Shipleys because Bonnie was his name, according to what my mother wrote.
Oh.
And that your dad also had a business of carting produce into Portland and hauling things out from Portland. He kind of was like an early trucker.
Well, Mommy,
do you remember anything about that?
The only thing that I remember about the produce, Mama said that, of course, they had a wagon and horses and would load their produce onto that. And they went up over Oswego, over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, it was just almost impassable to get up over that hill to go into Portland. And but they usually got there,
mm-hmm.
excepting maybe an extreme bad weather in
mm-hmm.
the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And coming home, they'd always bring things that they needed with them. And they shopped like 100 pounds of flour, sugar,
mm-hmm.
Any produce, cereals and things. I think the cereals was mostly ground in the local area. They have someone who had a chopper or grinder or something.
Oh, really? Who would that be?
Well, the years that I remember, it was the Schauber family.
Oh, sure, sure.
Leonard Schauber's family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they would grind like oatmeal or
yes.
or grind the wheat or something
wheat,
to make your own flour?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or for
to eat cereal.
Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting.
But the flour and sugar and larger things and quantities like beans and rice and,
mm-hmm.
and maybe corn,
mm-hmm.
corn. But it would be in quantities and they so often bring it back.
Hmm.
And well, baked all her own bread and things like that.
Well, this lady must have worked hard.
Oh, they do. I can still see that bread rising behind a wood stove in a larger container
mm-hmm.
and sitting there covered up with a blanket, actually,
mm-hmm.
to keep the temperature right.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a stove that had a water heater on the side. It was just heated the water too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to wash, of course, it had to be wash water on the stove, heating water and carrying it to the porch and washing in wash tubs and wash board.
So your mother didn't have a washing machine?
Yes, she did, as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And got a washing machine.
Mm-hmm. So your mother had modern things as they came along?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now, how many kids did your mother have?
Well, all together, I would say seven.
Oh, seven.
But, you see, there was three deaths in the family. And then there was Fred and Roy and Elsie and myself.
Now, a Mabel Sagert. Who is Mabel?
Mabel Sagert. I believe she was the one who the wagon wheel ran over.
I believe.
And
that must have been awfully hard on both of them.
Oh, it was very hard. I understood that that was a real hard time for me. Just very hard. And of course, Dad too, of course he was driving the wagon wheel, and she was a toddler, evidently. And I thought she fell off of the wagon under the wheel, but someone told me, maybe it was you and I talking, I don't know, that she was going along and just fell under the wheel.
It would be easy because you were full toddler.
Yeah.
And then Minnie, there was a Minnie. Was that one of the children too? Maybe not, but it seems to me like I saw many things. Oh, I'm sorry I brought that up. I didn't mean to, because I know that's painful.
Yeah.
So when did Fred build his house then that he and Orpah lived in?
Well, I have no idea, really.
Or did he build that house?
He must have. He must have.
Now, Daddy said something about there was a sawmill there on Fred's place. You don't remember that? Now, where did your mother live as a child?
She lived on the Wilhelm place.
Now, in the house where the Wilhelms live, or was it?
Well, the Wilhelms house has been made over, but it is part of it.
They lived close to each other then.
Yes.
Now, where did your mother go to school?
She went to Stafford.
That was up where it is now, Stafford School, on Stafford Road?
I might be wrong about that. There was a school down towards, what's that? Name of that place
for Broad Farm?
Yes. Down in that area, I know there was a church there. And my mother's father, of course, my mother's mother died when she was quite young. I'm not sure, but I think perhaps the early teens or even earlier. And she said that the ladies in the neighborhood around her would come and teach her how to do this, anything about the house, baking and cooking and things like that. And that's one thing that she did talk about. And she would always walk away with home because it was all solid woods. And she'd walk away with the person who had come. Or if she would go to their house, they would walk away with them to get back home.
Where were your parents married? Do you remember? Did they ever say? Were they married in a church?
That I don't know.
I'm curious. It seems to me from some of the records you've been finding that a lot of people were married in their home.
I'm sure they were.
Now, where were you married?
I was married in the Tualatin Methodist Church.
Oh, were you? Golly, how nice.
And at the time I was living in Portland. Let's see, the church has meant a lot, and the Tualatin has meant a lot. I did work in town for a while before I was married, and then, of course, the family helped with the wedding part. And the reception was in the Tualatin Gym.
Oh, for gosh sakes, I didn't know people did that. That was before there was a basement in the Tualatin Church, and later they put a basement and dug it out.
I've never seen it, I guess, but I understood they did that.
Yeah, golly. Now, did Elsie always live Nelsie and John, or Jimmy, always lived there with your mother?
Well, not always. When they were first married, they were in Kansas. That's where his folks were. Mm-hmm. So they were there a few years, I can remember. And when Betty was born, they came back to Mom and Dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And so they lived there really all the time mm-hmm. that I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did your mother pass away?
Mama passed away in 1961, and Dad in 1951. They were 10 years difference in their age, and they were 10 years difference in their death.
Yeah.
And Dad was 86 when he passed away, and Mama said, "I want to live to be 86 too."
Mm.
And she did.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's good. That's a good one. Were they a happy couple, would you say?
Yes, I would say they were.
Mm. Mm. My grandmother and Julius were not happy.
Mm.
So I always think it's wonderful when people,
mm.
you know, if they live together that long, if they're happy and congenial.
I kind of felt that they weren't as happy as they could be, but...
You are such a gentle person yourself. You know, you're really a lady.
Thank you.
Well, I really mean that. You just you always say just nice things.
Oh.
I always feel like I'm kind of, well, where we grew up, we grew up kind of rough in that we fought a lot and yelled a lot and stuff, but, well.
Well, you're perfect.
Spirited. Well, hardly. Well, it's kind of nice that your property
mm-hmm.
is being saved for park. Now, is that what you got there on the corner that is going to be a park?
That's going to be a park, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
That it was sold a few years back. I can't remember the date right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a kind of a hard thing to give up in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each one of us kids had quite a decision to
mm-hmm.
make
mm-hmm.
because it was home.
Sure.
But now I'm glad there's going to be a park there.
That's really nice, yeah.
Someday I'll take you to lunch and go back home.
Mm. Sure, yeah. Go back home.
Yeah.
The park. Well, which park did Roy get?
That was Roy's.
Well, that was Roy. Mm-hmm. I thought that was yours.
Mm-hmm. No, that was Roy's.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And then the next was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the house was Elsie. And over was Fred's.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So your folks, you don't know who they bought that property from?
I don't know.
I think it was the Robbins, Bill Robbins estate.
I suppose.
Dad said that this Robbins, you know where the Robbins lives,
yes.
that he died, William Robbins, in about 1856. He was out hunting somewhere, hunting a bear, what we heard, and shot himself. By accident.
Oh, yeah.
And then Dad said that that the heirs sold and some sold to Sagert and some sold to grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So,
hmm.
so that's an interesting little tidbit.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how did Lou and my grandfather and Julius get along?
Well, I think they got along all right. I can't remember that they visited much together. It seemed like each one of them in their way was kind of busy,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, on their farms.
Yeah, they must have been.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather, your father especially, must have been a real busy person.
He was. He was real, like I said, he left in the summer and he was gone most of fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then lots of times they would even go cold receipt thrashing, which is about the last of the year,
mm-hmm.
the season
mm-hmm.
for thrashing. But, anyway, as I remember him, he was busy. And of course, when he'd go away, the animals and the chickens and everything around the farm, why we tried to take care of them
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Us kids, we never had any spare time.
No, there must have been lots to do.
You come home from school, change your clothes, and go to work.
Always change your clothes.
Yeah,
I remember that when I was a kid too. And I think it's a good thing.
Yes,
you know, people are so careless. I mean, it's such a throwaway society.
Oh, it's terrible.
Did your mother make your clothes?
Mama just sewed a little bit for herself.
Mm-hmm.
She would make a certain type of dress with long sleeves and usually a collar and maybe button down to the waist.
Mm-hmm.
But and she made all of her aprons. And in the morning, lots of times, she would put on a clean apron and always swept the kitchen or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if someone would come, she would always say, I have a clean apron. That was important.
That was important. I can remember my grandmother saying, in fact, my grandmother would wear sometimes two aprons.
Yes.
Yeah, and put the dirty one on first, and she would slip it off.
Slip it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure my mother did too. We had so many dirty things to go to.
Gosh, yeah.
Sure. And you know, in those days, they would wear slacks or pants or anything.
Right.
It would have been practical.
Now, did the ladies wear like nylon stockings or cotton stockings?
Well, I think more cotton in that time.
Did they wear girdles with the, those, what do you call them?
Fasteners.
Yeah, fasteners. Garters.
Garters.
Yeah. Is that what they wore? Or did? Seems to me like my grandmother used to roll the stockings.
Did some people do.
I see.
And then they would just twirl them, you know, kind of on the side and roll them kind of in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Mama did roll hers like that. I can't remember, but I think it was Carter's. Yeah. It's strange how you have to think hard sometimes to think how did they do it.
Now, when you were a child, how did you wear your hair?
I wore my hair parted, and usually I think in the middle or on the side, and just straight down, and quite a short bob.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days of the bob, the 20s and 30s?
I guess so.
You didn't have permanent waves then? So was your hair straight or was it curly?
I had a little curl
on
the sides mostly.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
How'd your mother fix her hair, say, when you were a little child? Did she wear long hair or was it?
Yes, Mama had long hair for quite some time, and I think it was quite a thought. She gave it quite a thought to give up her long hair.
Mm.
I don't know if it was something towards the Bible religious part of it or not, but it was a little hard for her to give up her hair, but she still wanted to have short hair too,
as everybody else was.
Yes, and I don't blame her. It's so much easier
with
all that work and all.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of wore it up in the back and then a roll on top, and then had bangs.
Oh, she had bangs.
Yeah.
Well, when you were a child, did you have running water in the house?
Not for a while. We walked down to the spring, which was down on the other side of the road.
Close to the crib?
Close to the crib. And we carried water up. And for the cows, of course, they went out in the pasture regularly. There were times in the winter that after we got running water, Dad would thaw out the pipes and water each cow individually if they had to stay in the barn, or the horses, and that was a job.
Oh, must have been a lot of work. Did your dad have a lot of horses?
Well, he had about four, and in later years, just at the last giving up horses, he had a team of mules. And you know, you think, at his age, why would he want a team of mules?
Mm-hmm.
But that was the nicest team of mules. So calm.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked them very much.
I think I've heard about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he liked them very much. So that's kind of how he did with his
thing. Did he have a lot of cows?
We had perhaps about 11 or 12 at the barn.
Were they milk cows?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with the milk when you say when you were a little child?
You remember hearing about Red Rock Dairy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we put our milk in cans And then the truck would come down every morning and get the milk up. And when it was hot during the summertime, before the truck would get there, which would be maybe between 8 and 9 in the morning, where they would have a big tub that they filled with cold water, mm-hmm. so these cans,
mm-hmm. and then cool water. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the truck came all the way down the driveway?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there was times in the winter, of course, that mm-hmm. the dad would put the milk on a sled and take it up to the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Earl Zuber at that time was driving the truck and he picked up the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a driver before that. He always came down to the house mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. turned around and then would go back up the hill.
Well, who milked the cows?
Well, my mother really took more charge of the cows.
She did?
Yes, she did. And like I say, Elsie and Jimmy helped. Mm-hmm. Put the milk in because they lived there with her.
Did your mother actually milk?
Yeah, oh yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. And Elsie could milk, and so did Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go to work, of course, in the morning, and lots of times that they would finish up all the milking that had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a whole lot of cows.
No, it was a little bit.
Well, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, did your mother go out there then and dress and milk?
Yeah. In the early days, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They always wore a dress.
Mm-hmm.
But she had warm stockings
mm-hmm.
and she had a warm slip.
Mm-hmm.
She would make these warm flannel slips too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sweaters and coats to go out in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And always something warm on her head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to milk cows too, and they always wore a scarf on her head so
yes.
that you wouldn't get that cow smell in their hair. Because in those days, you know, now everybody washes their hair every day or showers,
yeah.
you know, pretty
mm-hmm.
much. But in those days, you washed it once a week.
Once a week. That was a big thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Think how hard it must have been for these ladies who had the real long hair to wash their hair
mm-hmm.
before running water.
That's right.
And they didn't wash their hair every week, did they?
They washed, Mama washed her hair about once a week.
Oh, she did, when it was long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your mother was clean and neat then. She's a good housekeeper.
Yes, Mama was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My grandmother wasn't particular. She liked to be outdoors. And
mm-hmm.
she didn't have any of the modern conveniences at all. So
well, she had
she had a little hard life.
I used to always talk to her on the way home from school.
I'm sure she enjoyed that.
She was, yes, I enjoyed it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I would, sometimes when they, what was it called? That chestnut tree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd be out there picking up chestnuts, and I would pick up a few and then eat them perhaps
mm-hmm.
from our house, from her house to
mm-hmm.
our house.
You remember peeling that kind of a layer off the chestnut?
Yes,
and
it was
real
bitter.
Yeah, it was very bitter. If you could get beyond that, it wasn't. The chestnut was fun to eat. It was sweet.
It was all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's true. You know, kind things that you remember about your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and
seems like Dad told me that Lou and Grandpa got in some kind of a big argument about the fence line.
Oh.
And somebody burned the fence. You know, they used to have those snake fences.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Rails.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And one of them, I don't know which one, burned the fence. And here's the story I'm going to ask you about. If you ever heard about, you may not have, because your parents probably weren't particularly involved in it. But did you ever hear about the Oregon Iron and Steel Company putting a dam on the river and the river backing up, and the farmers blowing the dam up?
No,
you
never
heard
about it. No, I didn't
hear about it. That was quite a bit before your time, and
mm-hmm.
your dad wasn't actually on the river; didn't have property on the
That's
river,
right.
but. I know my grandfather was involved in it because
mm-hmm.
it affected the Jurgens property.
Oh, yeah.
William Jurgens property, and of course, my grandpa married a Jurgens girl.
Uh-huh.
And Burl Ladd also married a Jurgens girl, married Emma.
Oh,
and
yes.
so they were involved in it.
Well, was it near Tarleton?
Yeah. No, it was down on the river, Fault River, down close to Atlanta.
Oh, I see. I can remember the dam being there.
Oh, uh-huh.
Jesus was telling me about something about the dam, and his parents lived near the dam.
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, who were his parents?
Fred and Mary Schauber. Now they went to the Stafford area for school.
Mm-hmm. Now, Fred Schauber was he one of Leonard's children?
No, they were brothers.
Fred and Leonard
and were brothers.
I see.
And then there's a Louis Schauber and a John Schauber and a George Schauber. They all lived kind of down near where the dam would have been.
Mm.
Leonard Schauber lived more where you probably know where it is now.
Mm-hmm. Where you think of the thing, the Schauber.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now, the Schaubers were related to the Aces, I think.
Well, they must have been. Leonard Schauber, I believe, married an Ace.
Oh, that's it. I see.
That's what Mama. Mm-hmm. Days from now.
Oh gosh, you know, and it's just hard to talk to anybody who even remembers
anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, this older generation is just leaving.
There's much, much on this that I wouldn't know if it wasn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked why, and he said, I asked Earl, he doesn't know. His friend's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate you.
Oh, well, I'll dig up all I can. And
yeah.
I'm digging back into my memory to remember the things my dad told me. And they're just precious. It's just precious because the things that he told me, I'm finding out and I'm researching and finding out more about. And how I wish he was here. He would have enjoyed it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lived in California for a short time. Mm-hmm. Worked down there on the telephone company, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Most of his life he spent in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew all the old timers. Since he was a farmer, he didn't have any big interest anywhere else.
That's
and he just made it his hobby
to know about people
and
to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And he was friendly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
He liked the old days. He liked to talk about people. He liked to see people from any of his childhood.
Yeah. Remember the last time Roy and Marge and Jigs and I went to see his home. It was something about the cemetery or something,
mm-hmm.
some lots or something, I don't know anymore. And you see, this was his second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think we went and sat there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He must have really enjoyed
it. Oh, he was so neat. He just wanted to get a lot of
time
with him.
Now, were he and Roy, how old is Roy now?
Well, Roy must be 80.
Mm-hmm. So he is younger than your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad really liked Margie, the man.
Oh, yeah.
And I must have had a little romance for a while.
Yeah. And Margie was very interested, you know, in the Nyberg family.
Mm.
As young kids growing up, they were together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she laughs lots of times and tells the things that Mrs. Nyberg would put up with, you know, that all the kids always congregated there,
mm-hmm.
there a lot. And she was patient, you know, with them. The kids would get loud and sing and
mm-hmm.
play the piano and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just what kids like
mm-hmm.
to do.